Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. She is the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, the Queen of Improv, Miss Allie Mack. He's All-American, national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson.
Publix.
Over there, we got the commissioner, Gordon Robinson, on the ones and twos here in the house. And back there, we do not have creepy-waving Dylan Dallon Matthews. He's a little under the weather. We have Mr. Garrett G-Money Chapman in the house with us. And we are live from Publix here in Smyrna, I believe Highland Station?
Highland Park. Yeah, there you go.
Highland Park.
It is 4480 South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, if you want to stop on by.
And I am going to take the rest of the segment off because they have brought me a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Yeah.
And you guys got this.
I am ashamed to say I have not had a pretzel yet, but I've already hit my caloric intake for the day. So things are about to get sideways, man. I'm just telling y'all, it's unfortunate. I feel like I'm being branded as the fat guy. I'll wear that. I'll do that. You know what I mean? Things have to happen.
I think you're indulging. We're not labeling you as
a fat guy. It doesn't help that my hydraulic already went out in my chair. You know what I mean? Like, I already shrunk towards the floor a little bit.
Yeah.
Which, you know, for a lot of these chairs, there's a 250-pound weight limit. And I was testing the gangster of that. So, yeah, man. What an awesome setup once again.
I know. If you walk into Publix, you can't miss us. We're underneath the massive tent.
Yeah, it's a tailgate tent, ironically enough, as we tailgate here at Publix.
We are tailgating at home at Publix and doing that. So it's pretty cool. But, well, yeah, happy to be here once again.
And I want to say thank you to James and Christian and Ricky and Randy and Haiti and Tanya. They are taking such great care of us. I also want to let you in on the fact that Publix's mascot, Play-Doh, has stopped by.
Yes.
He's in timeout right now.
There he is right there.
He is in timeout right now because his tail got a little crazy and knocked over Bo's orange juice.
That's the second Publix in a row we've been to where a mascot had an accident. You know what I mean? So I don't know what the polar bear's name is. I don't know if he has one.
He's the Coke bear, I guess.
Coca-Cola polar bear.
I mean, but that's like us saying, hey, it's the Publix dinosaur. You know, I mean, like, there's got to be a name for him.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm sure there is. But, yes, that's the second time in a row we've had an accident. This time just so happened to be on top of Bo's backpack. So.
Yeah, it's going to smell like, it's going to be sticky now.
It's okay, Play-Doh. You are just fine.
Yes.
But we are going to be out here all morning. If you want to stop in and say hi, they are handing us so much food. And there's going to be a lot of samples from Boar's Head incoming. So please stop by if you have time this morning. You can go ahead and knock out your groceries for the weekend. So efficiency, that is my love language. Stop on by 4480 South Cobb Drive, Southeast in Smyrna. Why are you laughing?
What? Efficiency,
efficiency is my love language.
That's not a love language.
It is my love language.
That might just be something you prefer in a partner, but yeah, that's not a love language.
It's like
Let me tell you.
Acts of kindness and stuff.
No. Efficiency is my love language. Listen, Grant McCauley proposed and had a photographer there to take engagement photos on site. Efficiency. It was done.
Okay.
Over.
That is, I mean, I'm going to tell you something. I could go two ways. That's either overthinking, like the moment, like doing a lot, or that is absolutely brilliant. I want to go with the first one because that's who I am. But the second one knows what going and having to do the engagement pictures being a whole separate event was like.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually probably going to go with brilliant because he got it all out of the way at once. Like, you know what? boom, let's just get this all done.
And now knowing that about you, I'm like, she probably hates us because we're two of the least efficient people known to man.
What do you mean? Like when I ask, what do you want to talk about at 7? And it's a continuous conversation between the two of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we had the conversation just off air.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think I've always felt like I work with efficiency. It's just actually starting the process, right? It takes me forever to. I'm a procrastinator. I was the kid that was like, dude, I can write that paper in 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I really could. Just was no one. I didn't tell anybody that it was literally at 9 o'clock at night that I would write it in 2 hours the night before it was due, because that's how I work.
Yeah.
So I operate best.
Yeah.
That's efficiency, ain't it?
That's what you had to say.
Pressure brings out the best in us.
Yeah.
Well, here are the headlines. Since we last got to hang out, the Hawks will play the Nuggets tonight. Pregame is at 7 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7:30. A.J. Terrell has been nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year. The World Cup draw is today. We'll have Jason Longshore on at 8 a.m. to cover everything that's going on today. And Andy and Randy will be at Streets of Buckhead for Atlanta's FIFA Final Draw watch party. It's going to be outside, so dress warm, guys. And it is free for fans. The event starts at 11. The draw is at noon. And, of course, it is championship weekend with the SEC championship on Saturday at 4 and Big Ten at 8.
The A.J. Terrell thing real quick. We were – when I was at Flyer Branch with Mike Bell for Dukes and Bell on Wednesday, they had his family up there. They had already known. They made us keep it under wraps, which I'm very proud of Mike Bell for keeping a secret.
Yeah.
For probably the third time in his life. And it was really cool. It's really Avion was there, his brother, who obviously plays at Clemson. It couldn't be a better human being, I think, than A.J. Terrell.
Yeah. Right now. Yep.
There's a lot of athletes that are from this city that obviously grow up and go play professionally somewhere else. He's one that got to come back home, and getting to see him over the last few years, I absolutely love the dude. He's such a great human being and an ambassador of this city.
Yeah, there's been a certain blossoming to that entire situation where he's been willing to step into the spotlight and take a lot of that focus that comes with being a franchise player and being one of those guys that's from this state. So, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, and Allie, you know, going back to what you said, it's SEC Championship weekend. I would say that 9.5 out of 10 questions I've gotten this week have been about the SEC Championship.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's a lot about the Atlanta Falcons. My college allegiance kind of stays across the state line most of the time, and yet they're traveling here to play in the SEC Championship game against the hometown squad. So it kind of is what it is, but I don't know what to think. There's been injuries on both sides in this game. There's so many ups and downs. I think both of these teams have struggled to play with the same level of intensity throughout the year, but I think Georgia is probably the hotter team right now, and I think Bama's taken a step back in recent weeks. So a lot of my focus will be going towards that SEC Championship this week, and I cannot wait to watch that game tomorrow.
It's funny because I say the same thing every time the last two games against Alabama and Georgia. I think the talent's really close, but I think Georgia's got a slight advantage.
Yeah.
Maybe closer than people realize. But I always got to go with the head coach. And Kirby Smart's the better head coach to me.
I agree.
But guess what? Kalen DeBoer's 2-0 against him. And the one thing that you try to run the ball in Georgia, they're going to shut you down most of the time. A quarterback that can throw and a quarterback that can move has traditionally given the Kirby Smart, the Nick Saban-style defenses trouble.
Yeah.
Do I think it's to that level anymore? No, because look at guys like Jalen Walker and what they were able to do.
Sure.
But there is something about what Kirby Smart and Glenn Schumann, who has really reestablished himself as a great defensive coordinator this year, something about what they do defensively that Kalen DeBoer can find a weakness in and use it to at least win at least a half and find a way to hold on and win games.
Well, and I think what you've seen, at least in the last two regular season games where Bama has been successful, is they've made the plays, right? You look at the Ryan Williams play 2 years ago where he goes up over the defender and then cuts back across the grain, gets all the way to the end zone, after Georgia had taken a lead right there at the end. You look at the tackle against Cash Jones on the fourth down play.
Yeah.
I mean, those are two plays that completely changed the outcomes of those games. And so I think that it's hard for me to look at it because I am such a fan of Kirby Smart, and I do believe wholeheartedly in Georgia as a football team, to look at it and just keep playing the odds and going, okay, you're going to keep making those plays. You know, those aren't schematics things. Those are guys digging deep and by a shoelace being able to bring down Cash Jones in the backfield.
Well, you're not just a fan of Kirby Smart. I think about this often when you bring that up and then people go, oh, Bama guy. I'm like, you do realize this guy won a national title with Kirby on as one of his coaches. Now, I know Kirby wasn't like, hey, Johnson, you missed that block
right,
over
right,
there.
Right.
Because he was a DC and you're an offensive lineman. But it's a guy there's some moments where you guys won an SEC title and you won a national title together. It's not like Kirby Smart is a complete stranger to you and you don't – it's like, I hate Georgia because I hate Kirby and blah, blah, blah. Like, that, there's an intimate relationship there. I mean,
not only him, but Glenn Schumann. I mean, Glenn Schumann was there with us and as have been a number of other members that have been on and off of Kirby's staffs over the years. So, look, man, there could not be more respect from my angle to not only the coach that Kirby was back then – starting in 2007 when he got to Alabama, but the coach that he's become at Georgia. So I think it's been awesome. I remember talking to him right before he took the Georgia job about his prospects of being a head coach, and a lot of topics came up, and he just said, look, I'm going to take the right job when it comes along, and he did. And he knew exactly which one it was, and he knew which one he wanted, and he knew where he could flourish and be successful, and that's why you see these two teams start to square off in games like this.
Well, and I have to know going into this weekend, because all week, Mike, you were trying to figure out a bet to set with Rusty Manziel.
Yeah.
Do you have anything with any of your friends going into championship weekend? Or Bo, you too?
No, I don't. I think that there is a – first of all, I got a lot going on this weekend. But second of all, there is a level of – I don't want to call it timidness. You know what I mean? But – I think that it's such a coin flip of a game that I think on both sides people are like, I ain't making that bet. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I ain't making that bet, dude. Like, and like I said, I believe in Georgia. I picked Georgia to win the national title two, 3 weeks ago on this show. It doesn't mean that they couldn't still lose this game and win a national title, but I think that that's something to keep in mind. And I don't think Bama's played well recently. I don't think Ty Simpson's playing right now at the level he was in Athens a couple of months ago. So, I don't know. There's a lot of hurdles to kind of go with this entire matchup. I'm going to enjoy talking about it throughout the day, but it's a massive, massive game, I think, on both sides, to kind of determine how this is going to head going into the college football playoff.
It's interesting because of how good – I feel like Ty Simpson's been, if not one of the best quarterbacks in the country all year. Is he playing as good as he was? No, but also Oklahoma is probably the best defense in the SEC. If not that, they're one of the two. And then you look at playing Auburn. There's something – Nick Saban has said it. That place is haunted at Jordan-Hare. And it is. If you've never been there to see a game,
I would
advise to go because it's an unbelievable atmosphere. And they were rolling, and the defense let them down in that game. And then you know what happens when teams, especially in a rivalry game, start filling themselves, start putting points. So, but the aspect – but I don't know if there's enough – it feels like – the two championship games this weekend, the Big Ten and the SEC, are such good matchups, but I don't feel like there's been as much national prep. Maybe I just haven't been able to see it as much, but it feels like these are just enormous matchups.
Yeah, and this, you know, that Big Ten game being 1-2, and it's the first – we talked about it, it's the first time in 16 years since that has happened, since my senior year of college when we faced off with Tim Tebow in Florida. And so that's going to get a lot of the headlines, but I think people obviously from around these parts and in the Southeast are going to be focused on, you know, what's happening at Mercedes-Benz. And you bring up Ty Simpson, and just to kind of close the book on that for just a little bit, I think Oklahoma heated him up. I think that Brent Venables has done a good job of doing that over the last couple of years. And the scary thing, I think, for Bama fans is that Auburn took the same page out, kind of heating him up between the A-gaps. Bama didn't have great answers. They kind of took downfield shots against some of the blitzes. And Ty Simpson was unable to connect on some of those. And I think that's why you led to some of those drives in the second half kind of falling flat and for it being a tighter game.
If they want to do that and they vacate the middle of the field, Ty Simpson has got to be something that Kalen's worked with him and say, if they come up that A gap and then they vacate that middle, you've got to have something to break you from doing that.
You definitely do.
And Ty's gonna find a way to get out and abuse them on it.
You would have to think that was the primary focus for that offense throughout this week is protecting through the middle, deciding which defenders are going to come, and being able to connect quickly on some of the side adjusts, some of the hot route stuff.
Hot route.
Hot route.
I do want to mention that Kalen was kind of wrapped up in some rumors swirling around with the coaching carousel. We'll get into some of that audio at 6:40. But coming up next, we're going to dig into this weekend's matchup and hear from Marquise Williams. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with the Morning Shift. We are live from Publix in Smyrna on 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Morning Shift. We are live from Publix in Smyrna. The address, if you want to put it in your GPS right now, is 4480 South Cobb Drive Southeast in Smyrna. We would love for you to come out and see us. It is the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Garrett is behind the glass back at the station because Dylan has fallen ill. So I was very happy to see that text come through yesterday that he was staying home today. Get some rest, Dylan. We do miss you. What now have you guys indulged on out here at Publix so far today?
Well, I've got this finally got to taste this sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, mm-hmm. which is phenomenal. And I've been handed a little meat bucket here.
I'm going to call it charcuterie in a cup.
A meat bucket?
Yeah.
Charcuterie in a cup.
I'm going to call it a meat bucket.
it's very tasty, though. I will say. And just anybody listening that's thinking about stopping by, guys, there's food all over the place. Please come eat it. I can't be handed one more thing. I'm going to be sick. But it's all very, very good.
The Boar's Head employees are so amazing. They came up to me. They had a picture of all the hummus they offer. They're like, which one? I don't even need to look at the picture.
A hummus board.
Because I already know. Because I love, like, the everything bagel hummus from Boar's Head is my absolute favorite.
I'm a fan as well.
Put it on a bagel and indulge along with you guys.
All right.
But James is out here, and he took care of us this morning, hooked us up with a surprise interview. We have former Falcon Michael Haynes has stopped by to join us. And I just asked him off air, what was it like going back and forth between the Saints locker room and the Falcons locker room? Like, I just can't imagine going back and forth like that.
Well, being that New Orleans is my hometown, and I loved playing against the Saints. Now, let me tell you the truth. I've had my best games playing against the Saints. And when I got an opportunity to become a free agent, I thought going home would be the best thing to do. So I tried that and figured out that it was more fun playing against them than with them. So I ended up coming back to the Falcons.
Especially in that era of the Saints, because there were paper bags out in some of those games.
So I grew up with the whole Aints thing.
Yeah.
If you remember that, the bags over the head. And the Saints was the only game in town. You got to figure that they didn't have baseball or basketball teams then. So the Saints was the only thing in town. So everybody was Saints fans. That's such a unique perspective to hear from you, because obviously being a New Orleans native and then coming to Atlanta first and, like, making your mark here and then going back. Like, because we've had the conversation before, like, rivalry games in college. I think are a bigger deal because there is always that question mark in the NFL, that opportunity, like, you know what? Because I had teammates, you know, guys like Curtis Lofton is like, you got let go in Atlanta, and then all of a sudden you're down in New Orleans Saints and back and forth. We've got Caden Ellis, David Onyemata, who play now, that came from the New Orleans Saints. But that's such a unique perspective being from down there and knowing the love that city obviously has for the Saints.
Well, cool. And especially that they're in the same division. You don't see people jump into the same division that often. So, I mean, playing in the same division with a team, it was special. It was very special for us.
That's cool, man.
The playoff game in 91 is one of my earliest good Falcon memories, okay? I grew up watching them, and there was a lot of bad, but that 91 game, you know, you get the – I believe Deion had a big interception in that game or a punt return one because it was some kind of return. You had a famous catch for in Falcon Saints allure. And I did reading later on, and I didn't know this. You know, obviously, as a kid, when I was, what, 8 at the time, but you had broken some ribs in that game, too. Talk about that whole thing.
Well, thanks for making me feel a little old, but thank you. Anyway. No, so early in the game, I had a touchdown, and I got hit by a guy named Vincey Glenn, who was their safety, and he cracked a few ribs. And so I kind of set out the third quarter with cracked ribs, think it was over, but it was playoff time. So, I mean, if you
Look
can go,
that.
You go.
Let's go, baby.
And
Let's
so I started feeling a little better, had a little medication, and it helped out a little bit.
Things
and
were different
so
back
I
then.
Went back into the game and ended up scoring the winning touchdown, which was, to me, just a race to make sure I don't get tackled. So once I caught the ball, I just ran as fast as I could. So
I'm curious getting your perspective on that because I think I can kind of hear it in your voice. And, you know, having been around guys, you know, from the 90s, from the 80s, things like that, what are your thoughts on football now, like as far as the rules go, as far as the defensive rules go about coming across the middle? I mean, even in the time that I was in it, I distinctly remember the league coming in and showing a hit – about not going helmet to helmet, that Ray Lewis laid on somebody across the middle. They're like, this is a perfect hit. You know, it's not helmet to helmet. And then the next year they made it illegal because it's a blindside hit. And, like, it's just been a little bit crazy. And I know I sort of give it the eye roll, but I'm from even a more recent era than that.
It's a different game.
It is.
I mean, it's literally a different game because there's certain things you can't do that was legal back
then. Sure.
And I think the whole thing is to for the health of the players.
Sure.
And they're trying to keep the players. I mean, you're paying these guys millions and millions of dollars, and if they're all sitting on the sideline, you're not getting your money's worth.
Yep.
So they're trying to keep the players on the field, which I think is a good thing, but I think it's taken away from the game. I mean, the game of football, it's a rough game. And some of those hits, I'll be like, man, that's questionable whether or not that should be legal.
I always hate when the kids in college get thrown out for the helmet to helmet, and I'm looking at it going, I get it, man. I understand it's for the health, and I'm all about that. And I think I feel the same view as you. But I'm like, a kid now got disqualified because he just missed by a little bit, and I'm like, it stinks. So,
and sometimes it's not even their fault. I mean, the kid's coming in for a tackle, and the guy goes down, and all of a sudden it's helmet to helmet, and they're throwing him out of the game, like you say. So,
yeah,
so I mean,
it's unfortunate.
It's tough.
Yeah, those are the ones that are problems for me. Like I've gotten to know Bobby Hebert over the years, and times I've gone on their pregame show and Bobby's hosting it for the Saints, and Bobby will ask you a question and it'll be 3 minutes long for one. But Michael, he'll ask a question, answer it, and then basically say, what do you think? And I'm sitting there like, well, I don't know. You played quarterback in the NFL. How did he get a play call out in the huddle and you guys still get to the line of scrimmage and get a play in 40 seconds?
Now, I'll tell you something that'll make you laugh. So Bobby used to play with chew in his mouth. And you couldn't understand what he was saying to start with. And he'd get up there and he'd mumble something, and we all looking at each other like, what did he just say? What are we supposed to do?
What motion
but
was that?
That was Bobby. That was Bobby for you, man. Bobby was such a good athlete, man. He was one of those guys that he'd give his right arm to play this game, and he was fun to play with, fun to play against, and fun to play with.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, talk about some of the quarterbacks you played with, and maybe, you know, you don't have to give me a favorite, but who did you enjoy catching the spiral from,
well,
if you will?
I have to say Chris Miller. I had 33 touchdowns with Chris. So I'm going to have to say Chris Miller. But I had Chris Miller, starting off with Chris Miller, and I finished with Chris Chandler. And I had Billy Joe Tolliver. I've had Wade Wilson. So we had a lot of guys come through here.
That's awesome.
Billy Joe Tolliver had a cannon, didn't he? I mean, that guy could chunk it.
Red was something else, man. He was a good guy. He was fun to be around. He was the jokester on the team.
Yeah, I've heard quite a few stories about Billy Joe from Arch.
Well, we are joined by former Falcon Michael Haynes here at Publix in Smyrna. Thank you so much for coming out this morning.
Absolutely.
But I am curious, going back to the Saints-Falcons thing, it's a big thing for me. A few weeks ago, you've seen how the Falcons season has been going, but how are you feeling watching that game? Were you rooting for the Falcons or are you rooting for the Saints?
I always root for the Falcons.
Got to.
I'm a Falcon at heart. Falcons drafted me. Even though I'm from New Orleans and love the Saints, but I am always a Falcon at heart. So I root for the Falcons.
I'm curious what you make of the Falcons right now, because obviously a lot of talent. I think there's been a lot of disappointment this year. I try to look at it through the lens, and I tell these guys, like, when I got into this line of work, my main focus was to make people understand how hard this is. You know what I mean? But then again, I look at it, and I'm like, man, this has got to be better than this. So I've kind of gone back and forth over my opinion on this year's team. Sometimes they look like world beaters, and sometimes they look like they can't beat the basement of the NFL. So I don't know what to think about them.
Well, you know, we got a team that if you look at us on paper, we are a very good team. Where we just don't play like it. I mean, we got a lot of stars on offense. We got a lot of guys who play very well. But we get into these games and we can't finish them. We're in games all the way down to the end. We just don't finish them. And, I mean, Michael Penix played well. And then he got hurt. But, I mean, you can't take these guys with all the talent that they got and not coach them to where they should be playing together as a team.
Yeah,
and that's the big problem. Yeah, we just don't play together as a team.
Well, you led me into it with coaching because you got to play under a couple of guys that were legends. You were coached by Dan Reeves for what, a year, but yeah, Jerry Glanville and the person. See, that's the thing is, I there are times where the players and
so you see the reaction on your face. Yes, dude. Yes, so tell us.
We both like sport. And in the '90s, there were personalities in the sport. You know, Dale Earnhardt Sr. was a big person. And now it's got a little corporate, and the personalities go through. They don't come out as much, and it's a little bit with the NFL, not quite as much because of some of the stuff. But you got to give me a Glanville story because I know goodness, that guy's man. Full of them.
So we used to call Jerry Crash because he, like you say, he raced, but he never finished races. So we used to call him Crash all the time. And he's actually his car number was 81, and he used to always say he drives car number 81 because of me. But Jerry was one of my favorite coaches. I mean. He was the type of coach that if you were on his good side, you could do no wrong. And he told us, man, you just go out and you give us all we got and have fun. And that's what the game's all about. It's all about having fun. I mean, I tell kids this game is about having fun. I know it's a business, but if you're not having fun, man, you got to be out there having fun playing this game.
Well, I'm curious now. I wanted to get your thoughts on Deion Sanders as a head coach in college football and what you've thought of what he's been able to do and I think obviously he's building something out there in Colorado. They took a step back this year, but it seems like he's having a certain level of success.
Deion's been, I played 5 seasons with Deion.
Yeah.
So I got a chance to know him really well.
Right.
He's a great guy. He's a really great guy. And he loves the game of football. So he had the opportunity to coach his boys. Mm-hmm. And I think that he loves spending time with teaching young men how to grow up to be men in society, not just the game of football, but young men in society. And he's had a lot of success with it. And, you know, when he was able to get a college job at Jackson State and started bringing kids in and started teaching those kids how to not only just play the game, but how to be young men in society, I think that was a big bonus for him. And his success just kept growing, ended up going to Colorado. And I'll tell you, my son played high school football. We got recruited by Colorado, so we end up going on an official visit.
Yeah.
Ah.
And that was so much fun, man. We had so much fun, and so we sitting in the meeting with the head coach with Deion, and my wife was with me and my son, and we started telling stories. And before you know it, a whole hour's passed, and we just telling old football stories. And my wife is sitting there and said, "When y'all gonna start talking about my son?" Sitting there talking old football stories. And it was so much fun. Well, my son's at Georgia Tech now, so he plays for Brent Keyes.
But of course, yeah.
It was he's one of those guys, man. He's fun to be around, and he's always electric. He's always having a good time, and that's the kind of if it wasn't so far out in Colorado, we'd have probably sent our son to play for him.
That's awesome, man. That's good.
How do you like Coach Key?
I love Coach Keyes, man. We spent a lot of time, over the 2 years that they were recruiting us, we got a chance to get to know him. And he is all about Georgia Tech football, man. He is all about Georgia Tech. Being an alumni and being that, he wants to be successful. And, Georgia Tech has had their best year in a long time. around here. So it was a little disappointing at the end because I think they should have been playing in the ACC championship game. Yeah. But, you know, towards the end, they just fell off there. You know, they went 8-0 and then went 1-3 in the last few games.
You want to, before we let you go, give us a prediction for this weekend, the Seahawks against the Falcons? That's a –
Well, I'm never, ever,
go,
ever.
Go easy
listen,
on us,
I'm
yeah.
never, ever going to pick against the Falcons.
Smart man.
I love the Falcons. I mean, they do a good job. You know, this weekend's alumni weekend, so which is really cool. They got a whole bunch of things set up for us. And
that's right, yeah.
So we're going to have some fun.
Love it. How did James get you out here this morning, by the way?
Well, James is I've known him for years, and actually he gave my daughter her first job at Publix.
Oh,
this had to be, oh, my goodness, 8, 9, 10 years ago. Wow. So I've known James for a long time.
That's awesome.
Shout out, man. I was going to say, did he offer you a cup of coffee or a case of beer?
No, he's just a really, really good dude.
There you go,
offer
him, I guess, a cup of meat.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
I do have my cup of meat that you're talking about.
A bucket of boar's head.
So before I go, I just want to tell you guys, you know, I coach high school football and at Fellowship Christian School, and we are in the Final Four. So we play tonight, and I'm really excited about that. We play Calvary Day for a trip to the Bend, so I'm looking forward to that.
Wow, man, that's awesome.
Good luck. Yeah,
very
good luck.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
We'll be pulling for you guys.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you guys.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you. We'll let you get back to your morning. I hope you are hungry, though, because we have a lot of food, and you are welcome
that.
To all of it.
You should tell everybody. Come on out. There's plenty of food here. So.
I will do just that. Thank you so much for coming out here today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, like he mentioned, you can join us at Publix at 4480 South Cobb Drive, Southeast in Smyrna. We're going to be out here until 9 o'clock. Thanks so much to Michael Haynes for joining us this morning. Surprise interview. Lovely interview. And this Saturday, tomorrow, noon to 2, you can join me at Matthews Kia of Cartersville as we get ready for Sunday's big game against the Seahawks. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a Yeti cooler. Other prizes will be handed out along with Falcons tickets. Again, it's Saturday, noon to 2 at Matthews Kia of Cartersville with me and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, might be a few things going on in college football this weekend. I don't know. Something going on at the Benz. We'll talk about it next. And we've got my Mac drop. It's another round of the Price is Right Christmas gift edition. That's next with the Morning Shift. We are live from Publix in Smyrna on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo, it'll create a custom website, it'll write social posts for you, and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and we are live from Publix in Smyrna. Look, it is 6:44. We've had the Publix mascot Plato stop by, have an accident. His tail was too large and spilt some orange juice.
Yeah, just on my bag.
Now he's staring at me.
But now, you know, and then Michael Haynes, former Falcon, stops by. It's only 6:44 in the morning. Like, this morning cannot get more insane.
I know it, man. Y'all come by and see us. There's so much food out here. And it, like, if you're just hungry on your way to work, now's the time.
GPS this, 4480 South Cobb Drive Southeast in Smyrna. It's the Highland Park location. We're going to be out here until 9 a.m. They are open right now, so you could go ahead and get your groceries for the weekend. Now, the Gators have hired offensive coordinator Buster Faulkner away from Tech. Didn't we just talk about this yesterday?
The two of us feel very differently about this. I hurt for Georgia Tech. Mm-hmm. This man over here has a twinkle in his eye.
Well, hold on a second. I do feel for Georgia Tech, the fans that actually – so apparently there's at least one fan out there that doesn't like Buster Faulkner, which I'm a little unsure of. This is the – I'm more excited as a Florida fan for this hire than I am John Summerall himself.
Yeah.
As amazing as that sounds. I'm getting more excited about Summerall because he's actually doing what he said he was going to do, which is not hire his friends. And it was something that I got to give State credit. Because he was talking about it yesterday with Mike out at the Buffaloes in Cumming.
Yeah.
And he said that Summerall is true to his word when he says, I'm not going to hire my friends, because he had said that when he went to Tulane, there was some of his friends on that staff that got mad at him because he didn't take them with him from Troy. And he's doing the same thing, Allie, at Florida, where he told some of the staff at Tulane, hey, some of you are coming and some of you aren't. And that this is a big boy job. And the Buster Faulkner hire is a big boy hire. It is one of the best OCs in college football. I had a Tech fan hit me this morning and say, well, I'm a Tech fan and I'm fine with it because all he did was throw screens. I would tell you that Buster Faulkner found a way to use Haynes King like no one else had, because, Mike, where was Haynes King before he went to Georgia Tech?
I don't want to talk about that. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you. He was at Texas A&M. And he had Jimbo Fisher.
I know.
Haynes King actually was the first quarterback to play under a head coach who had never beaten Nick Saban.
Yeah,
which was Jimbo.
Yeah. Thank you for pointing
And
that.
Jimbo didn't even use him to the extent and get out of him what Buster Faulkner was able to get out of him. And that's a testament to Buster Faulkner. It's also a testament to Haynes King. I'm not taking anyone from him. So I'm super excited about this hire. I don't know who's going to be quarterback, but I can tell you they are loaded with talent outside on the perimeter and in the backfield at Florida if they can get that quarterback job right with Buster.
And I am curious to get the temperature from Tech fans. If you're out there, tweet at us at 929 Morning Shift. What's the bigger loss for next season? Is it Haynes King or is it Buster Faulkner? I don't know. I feel like they obviously go hand in hand. It's kind of impossible to tell at this point, but I know there's already been Tech fans out there that you know, that have weighed in on that kind of topic. So I'll be curious. I do think it's a home run hire for Florida. I've already told you that I love the hire of Summerall. The thing about Summerall is he's done it at multiple places with multiple quarterbacks. Lane Kiffin has done that, but he has a lot more baggage. But some of these other, you know, coach hires inside of the SEC, you're like, all right, man, like you kind of caught lightning in a bottle looking at you, Arkansas. And so we'll see what happens with that. But I think John Summerall's done it multiple times, multiple quarterbacks, multiple teams, and has been able to get it done. And now you add in a Buster Faulkner to the mix, and that is I can't help but think about what Georgia fans think about that. You know what I mean? Like, I think Georgia fans had a lot of respect for Buster Faulkner at Tech, and now he just moves to another rival inside of the SEC.
I think part of them is feeling good considering they feel like they figured what
they saw
Buster
Rubik's
is.
Cues.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's so simple that, you know, it's just that easy, but it's a big boy hire. And it's kind of one of those where Summerall, you know, some Florida fans from what I saw were underwhelmed by the Brad White hire as DC, who has had some really good years at Kentucky as their DC. But it's a big boy hire, and it's if the Florida fans aren't excited about that, then you guys just the entitlement is out of the world.
I hope Brent Key can land another good one.
I do too.
Because that program needs it on that side for sure.
Well, speaking of coaching changes, Kalen DeBoer is refuting the idea that he is leaving Bama. Let's take a listen to this.
We are extremely happy at Alabama. Love the challenge. Love the grind. Love this place. And there's never been any link. There's never been any conversation. There's never been any interest either way. And so I'm glad we can put that to bed right now.
Of course, he's talking about leaving for Penn State. That's the rumor that had been going around.
Yeah. Mike, I believe him. However, hear me out. It is very weird that there is no one linked to the Penn State job at all. And there was a link here, a small one, where somebody, you know, people were, the only links I've seen are people saying, well, why did Chesney, guys like Chesney, why did he leave James Madison and go to UCLA when he could have just went up the road to Penn State? There's no one even linked to that job, and it's really odd.
Well, and yeah, I don't know what to make of that. And I'll say this, the Kalen DeBoer thing, I think it really grew legs, the conversation, simply because of Jimmy Sexton. A lot of people look at Jimmy Sexton and wonder if he was playing the puppet strings. The Lane Kiffin thing was drawing out. He was the hot commodity. You know, he's obviously a Sexton client. Kalen DeBoer is a Sexton client. Had Kalen DeBoer lost the Iron Bowl and was out of the college ball playoff and the SEC title game, it would have probably made sense to people outside the program to say, Kalen to Penn State. Bama might be interested in Lane Kiffin back. But, yeah, I mean, it's all played out perfectly, in my opinion. I love Kalen DeBoer at Alabama, and he's got a big game this week.
Real quick, would they call Jimbo?
The latest thing I saw was Matt Campbell, which I think
– he's not leaving. I don't think he's leaving Iowa State.
I don't know. Have you hit your ceiling if you're Matt Campbell at Iowa State?
Problem is that they're – Penn State's not going to allow him or want him to do what he does there, because he wants to recruit three stars and mold them, and that's not what Penn State's
sure
about.
He wants to do that, or if he's been forced to do that?
He stayed there for a really long time, so it seems like he wants to do there. He could have had his pick of jobs for the last 8 years.
We'll see.
Well, got to mention that Kennesaw State is playing Jacksonville State, also the SEC Championship and ACC Championship are both tomorrow. But we'll get into more of those at 7:40 when you two have to make your picks for Man Up Monday. But it is time for my Mac Drop. We're going to talk about the hottest toys for 2025. If parents need to go out shopping, they are going after these items. And you guys are going to have to guess the prices. And our buddy Ben is walking around here in Publix with his little girl. So this first one is perfect for him. Because the number one gift, you both have little girls. I'm not sure they're in this era quite yet, but they will be, the American Girl dolls.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So the girl of the year for 2026, her name is Raquel. Do you have any idea how much Raquel would cost?
Well, this is a good chance to throw out the fact that it's free when Santa brings it.
Yep. So, Santa, do your job.
Santa and your elves get busy. Which one of us has to go first here?
You do.
You
have
go
more
ahead,
experience
Mike.
Here.
I'm going to say for just a generic American Girl doll, I'm going to go $150.
Okay. What do you say, Bo?
I'm going to go
$149.99. Wow.
And he probably won.
No, you both are wrong, because these are Price is Right rules. So if you're over.
Yeah, that's
so
what you get.
Raquel for 2026, she is $135. However, if you want the American Girl doll that I had as a child, Kirsten, she costs $175.
There you go. So I feel like we were all
you
over
guys
that. I mean,
won.
It could have been anything. We were in the right sector.
Should have won a dollar.
Yeah.
There's another highly sought after toy this year. It's called Fur Real, F-U-R, Fur Real Maggie. And she is a pet Highland cow.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
Kind of like an animatronic Highland cow. How much does Maggie cost?
This is what you get. This is
Bo.
What you get.
I'm going to go $39.99.
Uh-huh. And what are you going to do, Mike?
40.
So, for real, Maggie is $44. Mike has won on this
Bam.
One.
Yeah, that's what you get. That's what you get.
All right, let's move on to the Spider-Man Imaginaire Rider Bumper Car. So, it's basically like they get to ride around like in a four-wheel, like a little Jeep. You know how we
okay,
had little
yeah.
Jeeps? It's like
yep.
that, but it's Spider-Man.
Sure, okay.
How much would that cost?
How big is this thing?
Probably about this bigger. I'm just holding like a beach ball in my hands. Probably about
like
a beach ball.
She's giving a hug.
Yeah, okay. Like you're giving a hug. It's like that big around, and that's your child can just sit inside, and there's a big Spider-Man display behind it.
Okay. All right. I'll go first here. I'm going to go $59.99.
Okay.
$1.
Now, Mike, you are right on this. It's $99. So, a little bit pricey for this.
All right. In your face.
You know how toys somewhat kind of mimic what we use as adults?
Sure.
This next one is a VTech Explore and Learn Smart TV. How much would that cost?
Side note, my daughter has a Target shopping cart with a Starbucks in it.
What's the what's the size of the TV?
It's just a little one for
it's a
kid.
Tiny one, yeah.
Yeah, just a handheld.
It's like a fake TV. But
like the little ones you used to take on planes.
Yeah.
When that was like a thing.
I'm going to go $79.99.
Like a portable DVD player when those were a thing.
Yes.
He's too high, which makes this tough. He's too high. I'm going to go $39.99.
It is $19.
Dang it. I knew it, dude. $19. I knew it was too high, but I was like, I don't want to go too far away.
This game is proof of how I live my life. Because I'm like, it's too expensive. Dude, it's only this. Oh, really? I'll take three then.
All right. I've got one last one. I'm bringing this one up because I feel like parents should boycott this one. It is the Power Up Smart Paper Plane. So it's a little gadget. You put around your paper plane to make it fly better.
Okay.
I feel like a child should make their own paper plane.
No, I'm immediately interested.
Control it with your smartphone.
Okay, so, I mean, that's – stop it.
It's actually,
stop
cool.
it. Yes, it is.
I'm actually with Allie on this
Grant
one.
Wants that this Christmas. I got news for you.
I think kids should suffer the everything that goes through with trying to make a piece of paper fly and not just be like, oh, I can just gadget it up.
Well, it sounds like you do that and then –
You make
know,
the paper airplane, and then you put the gadget on it, and then you
it
can
makes
control
it. Better.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Ridiculous.
Is it my turn to go
yes.
first?
Go for it.
All right. I'm going to go with $50.
Mm-mm. Okay.
That's $25.
Mike won on this one. It's $59.
God, if there was like a goalpost behind you, I would just –
I don't. I'm not good at picking
store.
Prices.
I would posterize this man in the store.
This is literally my life. Like I see the price of something, and I either buy it because I think it's just an amazing deal, or I won't buy it because I think it's overpriced.
Well, congratulations to you both. You kind of nailed that one. Merry Christmas to everyone. Good luck to parents that have to go out and find all these gifts. Don't be like Arnold Schwarzenegger and jingle all the way.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Good luck to Santa to find all of these gifts because they are highly sought after this Christmas season. Coming up, we are going to talk Falcons, Seahawks. Going to hear some audio from Jeff Ulbrich. It's next with the Morning Shift, and we are live from Publix in Smyrna on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.